Sack Gamers Podcast. Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast, episode 109. I'm trying something a little different this week by breaking a longer episode down into two smaller ones. That way we can release one at the beginning of the week and one at the end of the week, and the editing's a little bit easier for me. Now this week, the crew goes to a bar and attempts to scope it out. We make plans within plans within plans just to talk to a girl in a bar. Seriously, how did any of us get a date, much less married? As far as rules go, we wrap our heads around combining skills. And then we get a bit confused about failures and stall and how bad things can get. Now, before we get started, I do want to remind you something that Mike McConnell, writer of Nova Praxis, brought to our attention. He wants everyone to know that you can get the regular PDF at DriveThruRPG on a pay-as-you-want basis right now. This isn't the wonderful augmented PDF which most of us are using, and that's currently a mind-bogglingly cheap $15. But it is the regular PDF, and pay what you want there. I'll have the link in the show notes. Now remember, comments, critique, and general feedback can be left in our voicemail, 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Or send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Stop by our rpgcrosstalk.com forum. Just scroll down to the Rusak Gamers section. Listen to us on Stitcher. Go to Stitcher.com, download the program to your computer, phone, or tablet, and listen whichever way you prefer. Enjoy the show. Okay, we're recording now. Got that balance of gin and tonic right tonight.
Good. Well, then you should definitely do the show opening.
Okay, then. I'm Roy, and tonight we're playing Nova Praxis, and running the game for us is
Joe.
And on his left is
Doug.
I'm Jeff.
Yeah, but before you get to Doug,
Jason.
Before we get to Doug, though, who is that and what are you playing?
Hi, I'm Jeff, and I'm playing Icarius, who's an apostate. He is a sim, which is a living sentient computer program, essentially.
Doug?
I'm Doug. I'm playing D-Rez Storm. He's the resident hacker. Cyber Sleeve.
Jason playing Rickett, the tactical genius.
You do have a high opinion of yourself.
I do.
It says so right here, tactical genius.
It does.
Mm-hmm. I'm Bill. I'm playing Nigel. He likes to shoot things.
And once again, I'm Roy, and I'm playing Gaius, the meat puppet.
The old meat puppet.
The old man.
It's not the age, it's the mileage.
It's not the age, it's the mileage.
With the gimpy leg.
Yes,
it's all about the limp.
Okay, so when we left our heroes or what have you.
Well, we were gonna go to a party, but since our face man still isn't here, Doug had an alternate idea.
We had just landed. Well, did you draw the bar?
I drew the hive.
The hive, which is the dance club.
Correct. Well, you still have the meeting there.
So you're looking for Matsumi Kai. She is the sales rep for. What did we say? One of the houses. The only house that sells the Vulcan.
The house that Kimura. Is not. Yeah, Kimura.
Kimura, yeah. So they're the only house that sells Vulcan swarms. They're afraid of technology because of what happened to the Earth.
Kimura is?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're a little trepidatious about having this thing anyway. Though.
Yeah, and then buying them takes years. It's not just something you pick up.
You don't go to Walmart and grab one off the shelf.
Nope.
Okay.
And so Ludwig has kind of told you guys there's no way we can buy one. The only way to acquire one is to find out who has them and steal it.
Sweet. Doug, you had mentioned that you wanted to use your house contacts to set up a meeting.
Well, yeah, we're in the same house. I could introduce you guys as buyers, set up a meeting. We could meet with her and then acquire her client list, recent sales, storage information, I don't know.
Well, we just want to find out where it is so then we can go steal it, right?
Yeah, but you could pretend to be buyers so that we can meet with her and then steal the information while we're meeting with her.
Why do we need the client list? I don't understand.
Because she just sold it.
She's already sold it.
Yes. Yep. We need to go steal it.
Yeah, we're trying to find out who she sold
it
to.
I misunderstood. Okay, fine. Set up the movie. How do we want to set up the meeting?
Yeah, and who's going to try to lie?
what's the main skill for lying?
Guile.
Guile?
Guile.
Yeah, I don't have that.
I don't think.
Yeah, me either. I'm guileless.
I've got a 2.
I've got a 1.
I got a 3.
Ooh. And the guy looking to buy the technology to shoot stuff, blow stuff up, probably be...
Oh, I got a 2. I'm sorry.
Him.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll introduce you guys as buyers.
That would be Bill playing Nigel.
Do we want to check the building to make sure we know our plan routes if something goes wrong?
Oh, absolutely.
Or are we just going to wing it?
Why change its strategy now? I'm going to stay in the ship.
Okay. Because you can't lie?
No, because...
You don't have to be visible to her, right?
No, I have to be visible if I'm on the planet. If I'm going to be in public places, I can't walk around invisible. I have to be, I think, visible to anybody who can see me. Right. If people have the AR?
Yeah.
VR?
Practically everyone.
Yeah, I need to be visible to them.
So do you want to send your electronic bug with one of us? That way you can still be in the room?
It's okay. I've got right place, right time. If I need to be there, I can be there. I just spend a fate point from there. I can show up. It's one of my stunts. But I'd like to be in the ship. That way, if you guys have to make
a fast exit,
I can...
About right time, right?
I can... That's not a scene. I have to be in a scene that somebody else is in. They're like, oh, I'm going to start a scene in the ship that nobody else is in. I don't think it counts. I don't think it works that way.
Suddenly, on the ship.
Back on the ship. My gerbil licks his water.
Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice.
Okay, Doug, this is your party. What's up?
Okay, so I'm going to try to meet with her and set up a meeting for you guys. So who am I introducing you as? Nigel.
I mean, can you set up the meeting just yet? I mean, that's...
Well, yeah, I'm pretty confident I can get to see her and convince her I have a buyer.
Whatever the name on my fake Sid would be, I guess.
Nigel?
Just House Siva. House Siv.
The fake name on the Sid.
Okay. Not Nigel.
Which is?
Hey, come up with something, Bill.
Well, I think we should follow...
What's the... It's a networking. Isn't it networking?
For...
To set up some kind of meeting or to...
House networking. But we should follow Rickett's plan first and go scope the place out.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, we've got several nights, right? She's in town.
She's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So let's go hang out at the bar and see who we can meet, what's there.
Okay.
I mean, if you like, I might be able to set something up or see if there's anything online, pictures, anything. But if you guys just walk in and... Check it out.
Why don't you see if you can find the blueprints?
Online?
Sure.
Yeah.
I want to see what I can find online regarding the layout of the place. So I've got Digital Spider that's +2, and it's to any research on person, place, or thing.
Okay.
But it would have to be on the extranet, so I don't think it's going to be anything really classified. Research. Do we have a difficulty?
3. I'll give you an aspect of the club.
Ooh. That is a 3. I get nothing and -1. So actually, no. I'm sorry. It's a 5.
Okay.
So a couple of shifts.
All right. We'll call that basically an assessment.
Okay.
And one of the things that you found online, and I think I already told you that it was a. Popular hangout for coalition executives.
Mm-hmm.
There's another aspect of the club. Guarded VIP area.
Ooh.
Used for deal making.
Ah. And where? Do we know where that is?
Well, from the pictures, you can't really tell, but it looks like it's, you know, towards the back, away from the dance floor.
That would make sense.
Sounds like a place we want to scope out.
Okay, I will give them as much as I can about, show them, you know, this is... See, they're the guards, and there's an area. Deals are made there. I will stay where I am, though. Yeah, I'll stay on the ship in contact with them. You know, if you need something, I'm I'll stay in contact with them, you know, if they need me to look up something or check something out. Oh, good idea, Roy. Roy just put that,
did I get that right? Guarded VIP area for deals?
On a card in the middle of the table. Underneath all the wires, but that's okay. Mm.
I can see it.
But will you use it?
Mm.
No. Okay, so are you all going in?
So you get to the Hive. Looks like a loud, typical dance club. From outside on the street, you hear the
oomph music.
Windows.
There's a couple couple armed guards in the front, kind of like the bouncers. They're wearing suits. It's a pretty high class joint. It's definitely not a hole in the wall. There is a line out front. So you guys gonna get in line?
This is your plan, Doug.
No, the plan is to get inside and scope it out first. I mean, this is how we're gonna meet her.
Right. Are you gonna?
Let's go up and talk to the guy at the door.
Okay. Yeah. They're not doing like big screens. They can see your tags lighting up. Of course, you're all of age. Get in with no problem. Basically, it's two big double doors. There's a small hallway that you go down. There's some doors on the left and right. Immediately on your left is like a coat check area. To the right is just a door. It's not open. A little further down the hall on the left and right are two more closed doors.
Are any of these doors labeled?
Sure. Yeah, the one on the right says storage. The one further up on the right says control room.
Ooh.
The first one on the left is basically like an open counter. It's where people are checking their coats. And the next one up on the left, it just says employees only. And then that kind of opens out into the dance floor bar area.
As we come down this hallway, how many cameras are there?
You see a couple in the corners. Clearly there's surveillance. They're not hidden or anything. I mean, it's...
Well, let's move into the bar area so we don't look suspicious, like we're scoping out the place.
Okay.
Are in fact
I go right
out the
for the bar.
Okay, you go to...
I go right for the bar.
Good.
Do you have any aspects?
I got several aspects.
Regarding drinking?
Oh, no.
Okay, you open...
Power of fate compels thee.
All right, so you go into the bar, and it's multi-level. I mean, it's huge. Lights... loud, you know, music. Okay, got a bar on the right that wraps all the way around. The bar on the left wraps all the way around. I'm going to show you the map now. Here's where you walked in at. This area here is just a big wraparound bar to your left. This here is just a smaller bar.
This is like a dining area here, and then the dance floor is a zone, and then the stage up here.
Yep.
Bar area here, and each one of these is a zone.
Yep.
Okay, and that's what the dots are. That's just a designated zone.
Right. Yep. I just wanted to break off where the bar from the dance floor.
Okay,
is.
So it's like a glass wall or something.
That's just a zone marker.
Is the stage part of the dance floor zone, or is it a different zone?
The stage is. We can call that its own zone.
Do people not pee in this bar?
Peeing's virtual in the future.
I didn't really think of that.
Yeah, but we have some flesh bags who could pee.
It's virtual urine.
Virtual urine.
Yeah. Okay, so there'll be maybe some bathrooms over here.
Men on one side, women on the other. You get to a little small hallway in between the other two.
Oh, he's got to change the map. You put an aspect on there. No bathrooms.
Hold it. That's the aspect.
Yeah. Party file, aisle two.
Because I'm thinking we could get the Russian liquored up, which is very easy to do, and he could... accidentally walk into the control room looking for the bathroom.
I'm not really Russian. I just sound like it.
Okay.
So how's that? Bathroom's over there off this side of the bar here.
Oh, sure.
This is stairs that kind of go up. So this seating area is almost like a raised platform that looks down on the floor.
Okay, so, all right. So the walkway is below where the dining area.
Yep. These are some couches and leather seats. There's some cocktail tables here. There's a small bar in the back, kind of a private deal.
Are there guards on either side of the door, the stairs there?
Yep.
Okay. Where are the guards placed throughout the building?
There's two here. There's two here. And
so there's a bouncer's outside at the end of the hallway as you come in. Two more. Is that right?
No, not here. There's two out here.
Oh, okay.
There's one here and one here.
Okay.
Guarding the VIP area.
Uh-huh.
And there's most likely one plainclothes roaming the this whole area.
Okay.
That's not wearing a suit. He's not, I guess you could say he's undercover, but he's just a plainclothes patrol.
So if I wanted to figure out who he was, what would I have to do?
Start a fight.
No. Insight, maybe? Would that?
Or perception. I mean, there's a couple hundred people in here, so.
Well, there's not a perception. Well, maybe it's.
Well, I mean, insight, but it's just really high, like four or five.
Or maybe there's two.
Or more.
Yeah, it could be more than one. Could be more than one skill roll.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to stack them.
That'd be a good idea.
I don't care how many rolls it is.
Start a fight and see who comes running.
Since we're here scoping it out, I'd like to figure that out.
Yeah, I think insight's the closest one. Do we have? Oh, we do. There is a perception roll.
Is it?
Yeah, it's over in the
physical.
Right. It's yeah. So maybe perception and an insight, or an insight and perception.
What's the definition?
Perception
of insight?
Is the quality of your five senses and a general awareness of your surroundings.
I would say that
can be used to make assessments. Insight is mental reflexes or common sense. It is used to make a quick and accurate decision based on unexpected or incomplete information.
So it's probably more of a...
It is also used to intuit others' emotions.
Perception, then.
Yeah, perception.
Okay. And how hard would that be?
Well, given the fact there's a couple hundred people out there, it's crowded, it's dark.
Here's something that might come into play tonight. Something I was trying to figure out last time. Combining skills, where you can use two skills to help you out. All right. If the second skill is of higher rating than the first, it grants a +1 bonus to the test. If the second skill is of lesser rating, it applies a minus penalty.
Can you explain that again?
If you've got two skills, if you want to do something and you're trying to, where two skills might apply, mm-hmm. Okay, you can pick which one you want to use. Or which one, the GM can actually say, okay, this one's more applicable than that one. But you want to try and use both of them. In fact, the GM might tell you, okay, you need to use two skills in order to figure this out. And if your secondary skill, your primary skill is usually the higher one.
Yeah.
Secondary skill, if it's going to be lower, it can give you a minus two.
The lesser applicable skill. Is still applicable, could give you a bonus
actually,
or a minus.
This situation, you could say that you needed to have perception and insight.
Yeah, he could have said that. Yeah.
Insight seems sure of a...
I'm not saying you should, I'm just saying it's...
Yeah, we're not trying to change that.
What he's telling me about the rules.
As an example, if Joe had said, yeah, you need insight and perception in order to figure this out, okay, and and like he said, perception's the more important one. Okay. So if your perception is higher than your insight.
And I'm rolling insight.
And you're rolling perception. I'm trying to get that one first. Perception's higher than insight. And you're rolling perception.
Then I get a minus one. Okay.
Now, if your perception is lower than your insight, then you get a bonus. You get a +1.
So maybe he's walking around the dance floor trying to spot the walkie-talkie, gun, whatever on the guard, so that's perception and stealth to not be seen while he's doing it.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Yeah,
that'd be a good combination.
I'm going to call it a 6 because you're going to need to be both highly skilled and very lucky to spot these two guys in a crowded room of 200 people.
Two guys?
Busted.
Sure.
Or more. Or more.
Or less.
Let's see what he rolls.
Maybe they haven't shown up.
I go out on the dance floor and blend in.
One of them called in sick.
Okay. Doug, if you're on the dance floor, I'll give you the aspects on the dance floor.
Okay. I go out on the dance floor and I'll dance in the crowd and keep an eye on the VIP room to see who's coming, who's going, how they get in, what the procedures are. Try to look in the door when it opens up, that kind of stuff.
These wouldn't require a roll. It's pretty obvious the aspects on the dance floor are deafening loud music, flashing disco lights, and crowded.
Okay. I do the robot.
Cleared floor is now the aspect.
Right. Because people are amazed.
Laughing.
Laughing and pointing crowd.
Are there any other
mocking? Oh, that's good.
Mocking crowd. So deafening music, crowded, and flashing lights.
Yeah. Is there anybody else on the dance floor that looks anything remotely like Doug?
Yeah, I think there's some sleeved people. The only door to this room is actually in through the VIP.
Okay, so Bill, you were in a roll?
I was thinking of it. If that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Where are you at, Bill? You at the bar?
Sure. Are you just milling around, or you want to?
I'm looking for these two. I'm looking for the hidden security.
The plainclothes guys.
Right.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't imagine I'd be any one place.
Okay. So you're just kind of wandering freely between the seating area and the bar and the dance floor.
Okay.
Throw them knuckle, man. Just roll them, man.
Ooh.
Throw them bones. Uh-oh.
Three.
That is a stall.
Do you have an aspect that might help?
No.
You don't have an aspect that would apply in any kind of perception role or in a bar or...
I think probably your eagle-eyed marksman.
Yeah.
I would let that.
Okay, yeah, I'll use that.
Does that make sense?
Well, I think in that case, it because he's trying to spot something.
Right.
Yeah.
I would. Unlike Roy.
I'm up at the bar drinking.
I would accept it. You get a re-roll?
I'm thinking.
What does a stall give the GM?
It's like a plot twist. Like they spot him or something, and they see him casing the place.
Okay, but he's going to spend it and re-roll.
Yeah, he wants to re-roll.
I'm thinking.
Well, because you only get a +2 otherwise, right?
Which would not be a stall.
Right.
But it would be it's still a bad shift. Even
no, it's not a bad shift. It's a failure.
It's a failure, but here's the thing. With stalls or worse failures, even if you hit the mark, it's a success. It's a minor success. So it's almost a success, but. So, I mean, it's still
a
failure.
I'm not understanding you.
You can still get what you want on success, but you can have a minor failure. If you hit a six, for example, you spot them
and they spot you,
but they notice you, and they just start keeping an eye on you, that kind of thing.
I'm still not understanding what you're saying. I understand the words you're saying. I just don't know how it applies or what it means.
He's trying to con you into re-rolling.
No, I'm just saying a 5 may not be enough is what I'm saying.
A 5 would be a failure.
Right.
But it would not be a stall.
Right. A stall might be they take you into custody. Failure might be they spot you. I mean, I'm just... Stall's like a serious failure. Like, you bump into the owner and make
them
spill
their drink.
Which
would be why I wouldn't want to roll the dice again and get another stall.
But it's... Okay. It's cool. I'm just...
Stall is the opposite of spin, denoting a significant or embarrassing failure. If the GM wishes, stall, like spin, can create an effect aspect. Effect aspects can be created with, well, I just was talking about attacks, but that's not what we're doing here.
Yeah, I think the difference may be stall would be an aspect you can do twice. You can aspect you can call in twice. Well, we probably want to put it in terms of fate.
Right, right.
Or failure.
Well, that would put an aspect of casing the joint on me.
I was going
to
say.
If it was stalled.
Suspicious looking
character. Which is why I would not want to re-roll the dice and stall again.
Well, no, because... right now, I think you might be suspicious, whereas if you stalled...
I am stalled right now.
Okay, I know.
Well, you've already spent the fate, right?
Yeah.
Spent the fate. We're talking about what I'm going to do.
Yeah. It's a failure or a really bad failure.
Right, really bad failure would put suspicious on me. A failure doesn't put an aspect on me. It just means I don't get what I want.
I think that's true.
That's my understanding. I think you're making an unsuccessful role more powerful than it actually is. But I'm not sure about
it. I don't think I am. I'm just thinking of it in the reverse. I mean, if you get a success, you get, say, an aspect. If you get...
No, if you get spin, you get an aspect. Not if you get a success.
Yeah,
I'm just going to take the +2 and just fail. I don't spot them.
In looking at page 108, okay, it talks about degrees of success.
Okay. No, I have not seen anything where it says degrees of failure. It doesn't start talking about super negatives until you get to stall.
Okay.
So zero shifts, minimal success. One shift, notable success. Three, significant success, spin. Five, potent success. I mean, but it doesn't go minuses, and at least not in Nova Praxis.
So, Joe, can you describe the four guards that we have seen, the two at the door and the two at the VIP area?
Just beefcake guys, black suits, arms crossed.
Are they majority? Are they human, augmented, sleeved?
Are they carrying weapons?
Packing. They are, they're in bio sleeves.
Bio sleeves.
So, question about the universe. And if, as a bio sleeve, can they have a weapon on them and you wouldn't be able to see it?
Yes.
Okay.
One of the augments is a hidden compartment.
Aha. Gotcha. Okay.
What would it take for him to assess one of the guards? Can't you do that?
Yeah.
Just I mean, go, it get, would just, yeah. go get close, take a really good look at him. Give me a perception, one of the guys that you know are clearly guards are perception 3.
Okay.
Are they wearing some sort of uniform?
No.
No? Okay.
Suits. Dark glasses.
Yeah. That's sort of a uniform.
That's kind of a uniform. That's a 7.
Wow. Okay, you got spin.
See, Bill, that's how you roll.
So, you can tell.
If that had been Bill's difficulty, he would have gotten it.
Yeah.
They have gravitic batons.
I think I got one of those.
What's a gravitic baton? It changes gravity on you, or
no? It changes.
What's that do?
I don't think it describes it, but it sounds like that.
Just makes it hard for you to walk or move.
It gets heavier when it hits you.
Yeah,
it's a mace.
Oh, got it. I understand. It the weapon. Got it.
Gravitic assisted mace
and heavy rail pistols.
Ooh.
Might have to go see about buying something that could be concealed.
Do we walk in with our weapons?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Are other people armed around here?
Weapons aren't permitted in Coalition space.
Okay.
Without appropriate licensing.
Right. Stealth.
What y'all gonna do? You got no weapons?
Not on me, right now.
What?
Okay. I mean, who doesn't have weapons?
He's got Wolverine claws.
He is a weapon.
Right. Well, I think it's important to clarify right now.
I think so, too.
You guys don't... I mean,
I was under the impression we're going in and casing this joint. I wasn't prepared to fight, but, you know.
We are casing this joint. I'm just asking about weapons for what's going to come. I'm not intending to attack anyone.
Did we get a picture of I keep saying Kimura, but Matsumi
Kai? Yeah. Matsumi.
Did we get a picture of her?
Ronaldo was okay. The one that told you about her. He gave you kind of like a mugshot. She's, Chinese, long dark hair, very pretty.
Can we see up in the VIP area from down here? No, you can't at all.
So
okay, fine.
So who's armed?
So
just Jason.
Just the mechanical one.
It wasn't anything Doug may have on him at the moment, but
I don't have any concealable weapons.
Nobody's got pistols or anything.
Not on me. No
claws.
Just the claws.
Since I can't see with the security, I'm just going to start taking pictures of everything.
On the security room, is there glass? On that wall?
You know what?
Or is it a solid wall?
Maybe on this side.
Yeah, that side there.
On this side is just kind of like a mirrored window.
I want to go with the fact that we're unarmed now, but my weapon is small, which says it's concealable and can be smuggled in easily. So that's its aspect. So okay. I'm just saying that the next time we come back, I might bring it with me.
You're in a sleeve too, right? So you can conceal it in your...
I don't have the augment for it.
Oh, okay.
You have to buy those.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe. I want to go up in the VIP lounge area. I would like to bribe my way up.
Okay.
I'm filming this.
Now, this is my goal. I want to go up and just look around. I want to get a lay of the land in the VIP area. I want to just go up there and bribe the guy. Say, hey, I just want to go up and take a look around, buy some at the bar, and I'll leave. That's all I want to do.
Well, Gaius is up there causing a little distraction to use his x-ray to see what's in the room that we don't know what's there.
That's a fine idea.
Because if he does cause trouble, I want to see if anybody moves in that room.
All right. Well, somebody's got to help me figure out the bribe roll.
It's just an assets roll. Assets can be used to buy stuff. I mean, it's simply giving money over to something. So whatever difficulty you think it is, I have to try and make a check. And if I fail it, I fail it.
How do assets work?
It's just a skill.
It's just a skill.
Yeah, but if you fail, I mean, does it?
There was nothing in there that I saw earlier. I mean,
because is there like a tax or anything?
No. It's
you either just do it or you don't.
Yeah.
Well, and depending on what he's, if he's just trying to get upstairs.
I mean, I go up to the guy.
It's probably not very high.
Oh, wait, can he use his rep to pretend like he is a big spender?
I don't want to use my rep. I have an assets of 4. I would rather use cash.
But the rep is only a 3, I think, on the fake Sid. Mm-hmm. So he's not a big spender, and they know it.
Why don't we say 2 coins and forget?
Actually, diplomacy is the ability to talk to people. This would be a double skill thing. Like he was talking.
Oh, yeah,
for
that. Good call, Bill.
I could definitely go for that.
So which one would be the dominant one then?
One of diplomacy. Bribe. Yeah, no,
because a bouncer's not going to take a bribe for someone just sticks $100 in his face. He'll take the $100 and beat the guy up.
Yeah, but the key component to a bribe is money. I could see it either way.
Yeah.
Assess him and give him an aspect of greedy.
So how do you do an assess? You just, I mean, that's got to come from the end of the maneuver, though, right?
No, an assess is
a skill test, right?
It's like a perception.
Well, I mean, it's
insight, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Probably.
Perception 2, or, yeah.
We can dig this hole as deep as we want, with as many different skills as we want. I just want to go up there, try to slip the guy some cash, and take a look inside the bar.
Right, I'm just trying to think of the most interesting.
So, I mean, you guys can make it as difficult as you want, but there's no reason for it.
I think he was trying to help you. But diplomacy, I think, you know, if it comes down to it, is probably diplomacy modified by the money. Because that's what you're doing. You're saying, hey, buddy, why don't you let me buy? No, well, how about Mr. Jefferson?
What is Benjamin Franklin? My buddy Ben Franklin?
Okay. My diplomacy is a 1. My assets is a 4. I've got a 2.
What?
The helping skill.
Helping skill.
If it's higher than the testing skill, adds +1.
So the money is giving him +1 on his diplomacy.
If you had
That's
said,
what he was saying earlier.
If you had said assets was the main skill, then I would have a -1.
A 3.
Because my assets is a 4. My diplomacy is a 1. Gives me a -1 on my assets roll.
I think the nature of the interaction would be diplomacy would be the main thing.
Sure.
Just because you're having to socially deal with it.
And the money's modifying, though. Gives him a +1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And what's my difficulty?
We'll call it, we'll do it what's a 3, Jim?
A three is tough, 2 is moderate.
Yeah, we'll go 3.
Okay. Fair enough. I'm looking at my aspects just in case. I'm trying to.
Yeah, you better watch your aspects. Oh,
balls! I think I'll reroll.
Based on what aspect?
Oh, you gotta use an aspect and reroll.
This isn't sad.
You gotta assess first. It's not a Benny.
If only assessed first.
It's not a. Yeah, if only you'd assessed first.
I don't think I have one. I'm just gonna fail.
Well, let's take a look.
One day I'll retire rich. Only pure accomplishments are worthwhile. Forced to retire from protectorate. The house Jensen must never find out that I know. Pure soldier money can buy. It's not the years, it's the mileage.
So show your retirement badge. Maybe these guys are ex-protectorate also.
That would, I think we'd have to, he'd have to do the perception and assess that. I would think that's cool. If he put the aspect on it before he walked up there. I mean, I think that's a great idea.
He's also running under a false Sid name.
Yep.
Do you want him to accept the bribe or say, no, go on in? And then you deal with a complication later.
Well, it depends on what aspect he wants to put on me.
Duped.
Goes to the point where I just failed.
What?
No, well,
What was your effort?
What did I roll?
Yeah.
A 0.
You rolled a 0.
Yeah.
Difficulty was
3. Stall.
So that is a stall.
Yeah, that is a stall. Yeah. We had a +2 and I had.
Don't be afraid to just.
Just kill him.
Yeah, just shoot him. Shoot him in the face. Yeah, shoot him in the face, Joe.
this works as a temporary aspect, right?
Yeah. I believe so.
Okay, then your temporary aspect, Roy, is
Cheapskate.
I got my eyes on you.
Sure. So is he going to let me in then?
No.
Okay. Okay. What else do we need to do in here tonight?
Okay. So the music's thumping.
While the two of them are, while he's trying to bribe his way in and the guard tells him to scram, I will walk down the hallway along the wall of the hidden room, and I will use my optimized power system to activate my X-ray sight
right here
for the scene, and I will look into the room.
You're here?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have to roll to use that, or is that just you get it?
Just get it. The optimized power system lets you invoke one of your augments for free for the scene. Subsequent augments require a fate chip. So I'm just activating X-ray sight, which lets me see through walls, metal.
He can just see it like it's in any other room. Yeah, I mean, it's probably just a perception like anything else.
It's like there's a window.
Okay.
If there's something to be seen, you know, I mean,
well,
you
know what? I'll give me a perception roll of 2.
Oh. He rolled -4.
That's a 0.
Where you're asking.
Yeah, that'll teach you to taunt my rolls.
I know, yeah. I wasn't taunting your rolls.
Yeah, I think we're all sort of acting outside of our comfort zone. That's why we don't have any aspects.
I don't think I really have any aspects that'll work here.
Okay. What you then? I'm not gonna.
Well, wait. He's. You do have. I make machines sing. Maybe you could. Oh wait. I need to adjust my polarity here on my goggles.
Let me reboot my eyeball.
That's a good one.
Switch to a different camera filter, like the Predator. Like.
Go ahead.
I'll let you do that if you want to spin the chip.
Okay. Sure. I will readjust my vision and look harder.
Okay. What you want to just add?
If you add 2, you get it.
I know, but if I roll better, I get something else, right? Put an aspect on the room?
I don't know, ask Bill.
But then you don't.
Yeah, you could get
But then the you line. Could get if you don't succeed, though, you don't have another aspect you can call on.
Right. No guts, no glory, that's what I say.
That should be your aspect.
There it is.
There it is. No.
Oh, that's a 2.
Okay. What you see in here are, you see a wall of monitors, maybe causing the interference with your first roll. You see, controls for cameras. Clearly this is a camera room.
Oh, the real control, the real security room.
Yeah, since you rolled, I gave you the aspects for the room. Monitors and camera controls. All right, so the music's thumping, the night's happening, there's lights flashing, got a couple.
How many people are in the room?
In the camera room?
In the camera room?
None.
Oh. I'll let everybody know. AR, tell the guys.
Okay. So the stage, you got a couple of DJs, it's wild, okay? And
it's
now.
Like Moulin Rouge in the future.
Yeah. It's crazy. You hear people muttering around you talking about a limo just pulled up.
Katsumi? Is that her name?
Matsumi.
Matsumi. Do we know what Matsumi looks like?
Yes, we have a picture.
Yeah. From the ship, can I, or am I in a different place altogether?
I'd say you're blocks away at least. This is kind of in the city proper. You're probably further out near.
I don't know if I was like out in the parking lot with my ship, like Futurama or something.
I figure it's a docking bay area. Yeah.
Okay.
Not like the Planet Express. Just
yeah. Okay.
I'll share the feed with him though, so he sees what's going on.
All right. Okay. You just know that somebody's coming in that's important. That everybody's like, because you're inside, right? I mean, you're.
I'm in the hallway at the moment.
They know somebody pulls up, but he doesn't know that the limo's.
Right. No, I'm saying I have retinal implants. Mm-hmm. I can share what I see with you.
Right.
You at least see what I see.
Oh, okay. All right. I was.
So you have an idea of what's going on.
Okay. I was trying to get to the limo so I could try and figure out what's going on, but that's okay. I'm good.
Icarius. Icarius is back inside the ship's
a few blocks away.
Mainframe. Leaning with a virtual bag of popcorn watching the TV of D-Rez's eyes.
No, it,
yeah, I could hear.
Actually, he's sitting there with this monkey looking at a crystal ball. This one, yeah.
Better.
In his gray robes, yeah. That's a
and ruby shoes?
No ruby shoes.
Ruby slippers?
No.
Does the monkey have wings?
No, they're Crocs.
Every 2 seconds.
Only here, yeah. Nice. The monkey does have wings. That's very nice. I like he's a flying monkey.
He's a flying monkey.
My pretties.
Okay, so the doors fly open. In walks this slick-looking Asian woman, slender, probably one of the most beautiful girls you've ever seen. Walks right past the line, right past the guards.
Oh, yeah, I'm filming that.
Everybody, I mean, it's just like the music's thumping. She's got 2 drones with her, and they're shaped like polished black panthers. Hmm. 2 robot panthers with her.
Well, that's got to cost something.
Boom. Pretty cool.
She comes in.
Do they announce her? They stop the music?
No, they don't announce her, but she comes in, and, man, people are clearing the way, and she's just, like, got her fist pumping, and everybody's just cheering. Everybody's happy to see her. She just kind of walks across, grabs a drink off somebody's table and chugs it, walks right up to the VIP section. The guys open the door for her. She walks in the VIP area.
I think Joe's in love.
Anybody not look excited to see her with perception?
Ooh, good. Nice.
Devious.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. It's a crowded room. It's going to be a difficult roll, but, yeah, that's kind of cool.
If you want to roll against a 6 with perception, I'll let you do it.
Ooh, well, that.
Nope.
A 3. Well, that. A 3. Stall. Yeah. You see somebody looks like that.
You don't see anybody.
You know what she shows up with. We know the entourage she apparently brings with her. What else do we need here tonight?
Well, we always got the limo we can take.
Did she bring any other guys with her? It's just her and the Panthers.
We can wait till she comes out and get her in the limo.
Why don't you go talk to her?
Well, I think we should formulate a better plan than just go talk to her. I mean, the whole point of tonight was scoping the place out.
Well, yeah, but the only plan you've all talked about is come back and talk to her with guns.
No. Well, that's a pretty good plan.
No, I thought the plan was with the big guns.
Right.
Oh, pointing at Todd's empty seat.
Pointing at Todd's empty seat, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that would make this a really short episode, then.
Oh, no, there are things we can do. I wouldn't discuss in a nightclub, though.
What's the room on the other side of the VIP? Do we know?
You don't know yet.
Okay. And we don't see a door into it.
The door goes into the VIP, not on the outside. There's just that weird window.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, we don't even know there's a room there.
Well, you do with your nods. It's security and storage.
Okay.
It's where they keep the good liquor.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'll walk by and look in the mirror. Sure.
All right. You see a lot of liquor cases.
Fluffing his headphones.
That's right.
A lot of
polishing my chrome.
A lot of liquor crates. And you see like kind of one of those on an upturned empty crate. And then there's a couple guards playing cards.
How many guards?
2.
2 more guards. So that's 6 guards we've seen so far.
No, yes, 6.
6 that we've seen, there's implied more, but we couldn't find them, so there's at least 6 guards.
Do any of us who have the AR, can we communicate with Jeff back at the ship?
Yeah.
With the glasses?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Sim.
Yeah, I'm here.
Is there any way you can find out how long it takes security to show up at this bar? In round numbers.
I can do some research and see. But
you mean if the security in this building called for help, how long before the help shows up?
Yeah.
Look for past incidents?
I can pull a fire alarm.
Well, not right now. That's going to tell us how long the fire department shows up. I don't care about the fire department. I care about people with guns.
That's a good question. I want to do some research. I want to find out if this place has ever been robbed. And if there's any public accounts of that and how long it took them to address the issue.
So when we come back with guns, we've got a time.
See, I can get more or less public information.
Sure.
Wouldn't the police department be publicizing its response time?
If it's fast.
Well, okay.
That's assuming, though. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
but then again, if the robbery went bad and somebody was hurt, they might not. They just might sweep it under the rug. It might not be public.
Well, he
wouldn't be looking for just one incident because you'd want to get an average time.
Right. General feel.
So robberies, bar fights that got out of the security guard's hand that they had to call in the police for.
Any
other incidents like that?
Any news reports where that stuff happened, you know, things like that happened in this area?
Stabbings in the alley around the corner, whatever, you know.
Start with the obvious. Where is the police station? I mean, if it's next door, the answer's kind of solved. If it's 5 miles from here, then, you know, you at least have a baseline.
How close are the local authorities to this establishment? I mean, I'm willing to roll if you want me to. I'm not.
I don't think that it would require much figuring to look at a city map. I don't think it's a roll. I would say between 8 and 10 miles.
Okay, so within minutes.
Okay, now
within a relatively short period of time, and that doesn't mean they're all just sitting around, you know.
You want to find out if the cops have ever turned out to this place. Maybe they have security that they don't call the cops. Maybe they call somebody else.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Hey, he's great at research.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the next thing you should see. Have the cops come
here?
We're
trying to shove all the research on him.
It's a high difficulty. He's got big numbers.
D-Rez saw the recording equipment.
I suppose I could.
The
sorry.
Bar has, right?
Right. That room's full of monitors and...
Since we're not really... What we want from her is who she sold the Vulcan Swarm to. Could you hack into that and view her interactions?
Well,
to try and figure out who she sold it to, just from the history of what happened here?
Or, if we could find out when she sold it, we could go back into the camera logs and find out.
Just steal all of it and look at our leisure.
Right, but let's find out how far back we have to go.
Yeah.
So... Let's get Icarus to find out when it was sold.
Or we come back.
That's not going to be public feed type stuff.
Or we come back.
Hold on, but
with guns, and we.
How long has she been
hostage?
One at a time.
We take her back with guns. We take her hostage, and we demand the information from her. She doesn't give it to us. We shoot her.
See, that's the plan. We come back with guns. See,
right.
That's plan B.
You guys all hear in your head as Ahmed logs in. That's what I've been saying from the beginning.
Yeah.
Why don't you listen to me?
That is, yeah, see, that's plan B. Plan B
is. That's a plan Z.
We come in here, we look around, plan B, we come back with guns. why don't you establish a relationship, talk to her, and build up Todd so we won't be able to play next time when he doesn't show up.
So we end up shooting her next
time. That's sort of our running theme in every campaign is that you put any kind of weight on Todd as a character and you guarantee that he won't be there that game. So it's.
I mean, that's certainly our first plan, but while we're here, let's scope out all of our options. I mean, try and see if you can figure out when this thing was sold.
I'm just curious as what would it hurt to try to talk to her? Just talk to her. Introduce yourself. I mean, I'm not saying you have to get anything out of her, get her to do something. Just make her acquaintance.
Because his strength is more in the evading of the security systems and getting the information that way.
But he's the one with the contact with the house.
Yeah. I will go talk to her, but let's get as much information as
I'm
we can.
House.
Well, you two could both talk to
her. And Jason's got a hard diplomacy, don't you?
I got a woman diplomacy.
Oh. Well, he's just as bad as me, but he's got contacts in the house.
Yep.
Doug, what's your diplomacy?
2. I'm not saying we don't go talk to her. I'm just saying let's find out as much as we can before I go talk to her.
Before she gets in the VIP area.
So I have some things to use.
Jeff, we all want you to roll some dice. Come on.
Roll some damn dice, Jeff.
I was going
to. She's in the VIP area.
And we established that I can't get there.
I was going to roll some dice, and then Joe just gave it to me. So.
Well, it's because you were looking at the city map. It wasn't like you were doing much figuring.
Now, anybody at a hotel room can find out where that stuff is.
Now try to figure out when this thing was sold.
Let me do some research. Concierge desk, please. What do y'all want to do? And I'll just throw this out there. I've got +2 using the extranet. I still can research at a base 4.
Wouldn't their stock have a listing for the sale as profit on the company?
Not if it's a clandestine
private
operation.
Sale. But sold it, not the company.
Well, she sold it for
right.
Okay, well,
the company would still have to list it on their books, even if it's just a line item saying it was sold.
I don't think.
I'm just saying there's ways to find out. I'm just saying there's ways to find out when this thing was sold. He might not give us the date, but it could have been last month.
Well,
last year.
We can think around it and try a different aspect, different way of thinking about it. He said that it's not going to be public record. Okay, fine. We're not going to be able to get it to it that way. How long has she been on planet this visit?
Good. Right. We'll steal all the tapes since then.
And then we steal all the tapes from that period.
Sure.
And yes. It lived here 5 years.
I'm just... It's a way to get there. Doesn't mean we'll succeed, but it's a way to get there.
Right.
That doesn't rely on the person who's not here.
Okay. Is there any... Can I do some research to find out how long she's been here? If she's this famous and everybody knows her, maybe she's in the celebrity pages of whatever extranet pages cover this kind of thing.
I like where you're going with that.
I'd like to find out. All right. Well, that's what I want to check out. When did she get here? What are her plans? What's the gossip? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
What was she wearing?
What's she wearing?
Black dress. She's wearing?
Right. Oots, oots.
What are the names of the two pumas?
If she's hip, then she's going to be in the style section of the extranet.
We'll call that difficulty a 3.
Okay. So I got a 4. No spin or anything, but I do get some. Okay. I do find something.
Do you have an aspect you could tap? Because that would put you in spin.
No, I can't reroll. I don't have any aspects to. I don't think I have one that's arguable. But I do get a success. You give me a 3. It's a 4.
Okay. So you get on TMZ. you see some paparazzi photos of her. She's pretty well known. She's super hot. So
can I get some kind of fact that can be a conversation starter?
Well, you've seen her. You've seen her. Her Panther drones. Pretty rare.
Okay.
They're basically cat versions of the. So these are cat versions of them, so they're kind of a rarity. They don't come in cat, but she has 2.
Okay.
Special made.
Yeah. And you see some photos of her dancing at the Hive that are dated.
Well, I wonder how long she's been here. Two. That was originally, we wanted to.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay.
This trip.
Right.
Okay.
Now, this is her spot, so you got to think she probably came in town 2 weeks ago, did some business, now she's partying.
Okay, so she's been here at least 2 weeks. I'll print that up. She likes to dance, and she has specially designed Cerebus drones that look like cats.
I can probably hack into the camera control system and download the last 2 weeks of video.
Do you need interior access in order to get that, or can you get it from exterior sources?
I can connect to any system that's connected to the net, to the mesh.
These aren't on the mesh. This would be
This program allows you to control computer systems, drones, and even hypothesized people, so I'd have to say I don't need physical access to it.
If D-Rez gets into the VIP realm, and then the Bolshevik starts a fight, Then you might be able to slip into the room.
Okay, so Rickett and D-Rez can switch back to their actual SIDs.
Uh-huh.
Exposing that we're from House Gamora.
Right.
Go up, try to strike up a conversation with her. Set up the meet. Right, set up the meet. So we're in there, we're talking to her. You guys, you get drunk, which is what you're good at.
I don't need to get drunk to start a fight.
Yeah, I know. You get drunk, which is what you're good at. Start a fight. Get the guards away from the doors. Rickett can distract her. I'll slip into the security room.
I love it.
Let's start a fight.
But if they reveal their actual SIDs, that's like mesh wide, isn't it? I mean, that's just not in here to these people or just to her. That is
anybody looking at me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that goes.
But I don't think blinking one off and blinking one on is going to draw a whole lot of attention
and
in a room full of.
If I recall right, D-Res switched his back on after we got through with the first part of the mission.
He did.
So he is D-Res right now.
Well, I mean, if I was going to go talk to her, to use the house networking, I think I'd have to actually be from
of the
house.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's kind of always been the plan.
Okay.
But, I mean, I can go up and talk to her, try to set up the meeting, signal you guys, you start the distraction, and then if we have to come back and put our face man in front of her, that's plan B. We've already established that.
Just give me the signal.
Okay.
Keeping our units separate. I mean, we got the house people doing their thing. They're not involved with the distraction.
Right. Exactly.
They'll just use it if they can.
Right. And then what we should probably do is, Nigel, you should probably not be part of the distraction.
So, I'm down with that.
So that way you can come back with Val and be his security.
Agree.
So that way Gaius is the only one who's outed who can't come back to this place. So that's what I'm trying to say.
I like this plan. I'm happy to be a part of it.
Hey. And now we have a plan so we can act. I'm down.
Just let me know when to start a fight.
Okay.
Well, before you walk up there, you want me to start a fight and get these guys out of your way?
No.
No.
No. We want to get in and talk to her and try to set up the meeting for Val before you start the fight. Because if we need plan B, we need to establish it now.
Okay.
Plans within plans.
Right.
I like.
It's complicated.
I text back across their eyeballs. How do you expect to get into the VIP lounge?
Walk in there quietly. And
walk in while they're separating you from whatever schmuck you're beating up.
They just said not to start a fight until after they're in talking with her.
Right.
They're going to try.
Why is he starting the fight?
He's not starting the fight. Until after we've arranged for the meeting. And then the distraction will be so I can go through the door to the security room.
Oh, I thought you were starting a fight to get into the,
No, getting into the VIP area is easy.
Apparently it's not.
You gotta consider the source.
Unless it's a five. And rolled really badly.
So, if I can rephrase just so I'm sure that I'm with everyone. D-Rez is gonna go in and set up the meeting for Val. And then, Gaius is gonna start a distraction so that D-Rez can slip into the security room and try and download all the information so that we don't actually need to have Val come in.
Right. Exactly.
But if that doesn't happen, we still have set up the meeting for Val.
If we can't find out the buyer from the info, or we can't identify the buyer from the info,
then we can still try.
At least we have that information when we come back to see her. So maybe we don't need to steal it from her. Maybe we just need to con her into identifying the buyer from the information we already have. I mean, we have options.
Definitely.
I just have one question. 42. Do the doors to the VIP lounge open into the lounge?
No.
It's a force field.
They open outward.
Or are they wall doors?
Mitsumi walks out.
From the VIP lounge?
From the VIP lounge.
So she's in the common area?
Walks right to the dance floor and starts
shaking her
dancing.
Booty!
That money maker is making some money.
Okay, real quick, getting back to combining skills for a moment. Using the scenario from tonight, the GM could say, you need to use perception modified by insight to accomplish that goal. If the PC's insight is higher than perception, there is a +1 bonus. If insight were less than perception, then a -1 would occur. There. That's much better than how I tried to explain it during the podcast. Oh, and Joe was using the GM cheat sheets from Fate to help determine those target numbers. After this week, the plan is executed. who lives, who is hurt, who gets drunk, who gets a drink, and who gets shot down by a woman at the bar. Any or all of the questions will be answered. Maybe. Now, I also want to remind you one more time that you can get the regular PDF of Nova Praxis on a pay-what-you-want basis right now. That's at DriveThruRPG, and I'll put the link in the show notes. Now, in the meantime, send us some feedback or questions or whatever you want. Our email address is roy@rusackgamers.com, and our voicemail, 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The opening song is Betty Betty by the Nunchucks. Nova Praxis is released under the Open Gaming License. Fate is copyright 2003 by Evil Head Productions, LLC. Nova Praxis, Strands of Fate, and Strands of Power, copyright 2010, Void Star Studios.